Early Breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
Let's work. Rowan Alexander, joining me now, Director of Alexander Swart Property. Rowan, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good.
The silver lining in what has been a very dark cloud of COVID-19 pandemic has been the incredibly low interest rates, which make it possible for first-time buyers who have been dreaming of a home to now get on with it and actually buy that property. I know somebody who actually had a saving from their rental because they decided to go and buy a property, and they were paying effectively 500 rand less a month than what they were paying in rental, which is extraordinary. But if you are a first-time buyer, what tips can you share with those first-time buyers that will make sure that the home they're buying is not only a home for them and their family, but most importantly, a potential investment opportunity?
Okay, great. Africa, yes. We've definitely seen a rally towards, you know, property investment, largely driven by this reduced interest rate. So, you know, there are a lot of first-time buyers out there. We're seeing banks like Absa, FNB, coming out with their reporting saying that, you know, the highest level of first-time buyers seen in a very long time in bank applications. So to give some advice, you know, as to how to spot sort of a good investment and something that will, you know, continue to give good capital growth in future, I think one of the first things we can look at is looking, you know, in established suburbs close to, you know, areas of growth. So very often the high growth areas are driven by property development. And if you look in those areas, you're assured for good growth. You know, that replacement cost drives the pricing growth in areas, but also, you know, those areas may sometimes be out of reach. So very often you can look just in the, you know, just to the suburb next door, where spillover of growth and stuff will eventually take place. So if you can't afford to purchase in the area where, you know, all of the action is happening, you can look just outside of that area. And you'd often find properties slightly cheaper, but with just as good growth potential going forward. And a second tip that we have is, you know, always keep a lookout for new schools or new developments happening, you know, or any new significant property-related, event happening in an area. So establishment of new schools, establishment of new shopping centres, you know, infrastructure upgrades, those are all telltale signs of where future growth and future, you know, development will be happening. So if you keep an eye out for those and follow those trends and buy in areas where there's investment, you know, with new schools or new shops or new infrastructure, you typically be setting yourself up for good capital growth going forward.
It's a chicken and egg situation for me, Rowan. excuse me, because on the one hand, I would imagine schools will be developed where, excuse me about that. I would imagine schools will be developed where there are new communities going up. But what you're suggesting is that it's possible that the schools might go up first and those shopping malls might go up first before then the developments around those schools.
You're 100% right. So typically, you know, those amenities will need front doors, you know, so they will typically go up after some of the residential development has already happened. But very often they will be promoted in media too, before, you know, the construction actually starts. So you'll already start seeing, you know, articles about things like new schools and new shopping centers. You know, those will typically precede the actual development. So if you keep an eye out for the news or in the news for these sort of opportunities, they'll often be indicators of where these amenities are going to be constructed or built.
The third tip that you share is one studying the increase of rental prices.
Yes, that's right. So rental pricing is typically also a good gauge for where growth, you know, is happening. Sometimes pricing lags and, you know, rental demand is one of the first things that you see growing before your property values grow. And this is also because there's a direct correlation between rental values you know, or rental earned, and property values when you're looking at property investment. So sometimes you might find that that rental demand in an area, you know, is one of the indicators as to the growth of the property values. So if you look in areas with good rental, with low vacancies and high rental values, you'll typically find that those are strong growth areas too. Might be one of the harder ones, you know, to one of the harder tips to follow, because you'd need a bit more time. But if it's something that you're looking out for, and if it's something that you're aspiring towards as a property owner, you know, you'd probably typically be renting already. So to keep an eye out for those values, that would be something which you would recommend too.
And then you're asking listeners also to stay abreast of trends in the property market. I'll share a trend, I suppose, that is quite prominent now in Cape Town, where these micro units are seemingly the way to go. 19 square meters. I mean, how much living can one enjoy in a space that small?
Yeah, so look, I mean, that's very area dependent. So what you need to do is to try and keep abreast with, you know, what trends are happening in what areas. And different areas may have different trends. You know, if you look at purchasing patterns over the last year or two, you know, you found that a lot of people have looked for areas outside of Cape Town. You know, they've looked to neighboring areas for better lifestyle opportunity. You know, whereas within the city, you know, there's a lot of talk about things like co-living and these micro apartments that you're talking of. You know, out in the suburbs, a bit further away from the city, people there again may be looking for townhouses. You know, so there'll be a different flavor in each area based on very often, you know, the lifestyle and amenities surrounding those areas. If you're talking about something like a micro apartment, in the city, it may make sense because it may be the only way in which affordable living could still be offered. Whereas out in a suburb, the micro apartment loses its appeal because it doesn't have the public transport. It doesn't have, you know, the shopping and the lifestyle amenities surrounding that. You know, it's not a self-contained hub like something like the CBD. So you've got to be mindful as to not just take a single product and apply it to the entire market and say, well, you know, because a sectional title apartment, which is a micro unit in Cape Town, CBD is doing well, it's going to be doing well in Malmesbury.
No, for sure. Rowan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Sage advice as always. Rowan Alexander, Director of Alexander Swart Property, reflecting on the tips that you need as a first-time home buyer, how to spot that property investment opportunity.